to this Thanksgiving service for the life of Joan Wild. If you don't know me, my name is Russell. I'm the pastor of the church here, and I just need to say really all credit to George, who's put great effort into putting this service together today. He's asked me to make a couple of points clear for you. Firstly, that this is not a funeral. In fact, it's more like a wedding, because Joan is now united with her beloved Lord Jesus forever. Her body may have been buried a short time ago, just up in the cemetery in Trefonin, but her life, her soul, her spirit lives on in the presence of our great and glorious God. The service was originally planned by Joan way back in 1994. I won't tell you how old I was then, but suffice to say that I wasn't old enough to drive a car. But her wishes were for this to be a joyful occasion, that we would raise the roof as we sing. So if, like me, you don't actually know all of the hymns, don't worry, I'm sure that you will pick them up. Lastly, just a reminder to those who are taking part, please don't wait to be announced. Please just come forward and use the closest microphone to you. But shall we pray together as we begin? Lord of life and conqueror of death, you are our help in every time of trouble. In the presence of death, you comfort those who mourn. We bow before you, believing you bear our grief and share our sense of loss. Pour out your grace, we pray, upon us who mourn. In the midst of pain, heal us with your love. In the darkness of sorrow, shine upon us like the dawn. And in your grace, free us to worship you, trusting in your goodness and mercy. Amen. And so we sing our first hymn, I believe, As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Thank you. Psalm 42. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, "Where is this God of yours?" My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshippers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you. Even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar, I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. And though each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life, "O God, my rock," I cry, "why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, 'Where is this God of yours?' Why am I discouraged? Why is this heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God."
Thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 1. For we know that it is when we in this earthly tent we live is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies, we will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies, so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God himself has prepared for us this, and has, as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. So we are always confident that even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone, so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new life has begun. Amen.
This poem is called This Earthly House. You tell me I am getting old, but that's not really so. The house I live in may be worn, and that, of course, I know. It's been in use a good long while and weathered many a gale. I'm therefore not surprised to find it's getting rather frail. You tell me I'm getting old. You mix my house with me. You're looking at the outside. That's all most folks see. The dweller in the little house is young, bright and gay, just starting on a life that lasts through long eternal day. The colour changing of the roof, the windows looking dim, the walls a bit transparent and getting rather thin. The foundation's not so steady as once it used to be, and that is all that you observe, but it's not really me. I patched the old house up a bit to make it last the night, but soon I shall be flitting to my home of endless light. I'm going to live forever there. My life goes on, it's grand. How can you say, I'm getting old? You do not understand. These few short years can't make me old. I feel I'm in my youth. Eternity lies just ahead, full life and joy and truth. We will not fret to see this house grow shabby day by day, but look ahead to our new home, which never will decay. I want to be made fit to dwell in that blessed house above, cleansed in the precious blood of Christ and growing still in love. The beauty of that glorious home no words can ever say. 'Tis hidden from these mortal eyes, but kept for us someday. My house is getting ready in the land beyond the sky. Its architect and builder is my saviour now on high. But I rather think he's leaving the furnishing to me. So it's treasure up in heaven I must store each day. See.